Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Wow, we made it through a great week, family. And I tell you, this is the Remarkable Woman Weekend, and if you have not got your tickets, get your tickets today and don't delay. We're going to have an amazing conversation about wealth creation, and I want to make sure you be there. It's going to be powerful, and I want to make sure you know how to get your money. Get your money, girl. Yeah, at the Remarkable Woman Conference, that's the 16th and the 17th. That's this weekend. We want to come out and support Miss Nicole Wheatley in ways that we've never supported her before. We want to have fun, fun, and fun. Yes, I want you to come out this weekend, the 16th and the 17th, doing it, doing it, doing it. And I just want you to keep my sister, your sister, in prayer as she comforted through her process of releasing her dad, family. So today, I just want to make sure you do that. I want to let you know that you are so loved, loved, loved by me. But more importantly, you are loved by God. All right, we're going to get started by playing Andy Winans. The Lord's Prayer, right here on the Love Journey.
I know you know the story when the disciples asked the Lord how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this. How should we pray? Here's what the Lord told them.
For thine
I pray to tie, I pray to tie, I pray. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Holy Spirit, give me the word. that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade
away. If you
sleep in my heart now,
sleep in my heart,
Holy Spirit,
message of love,
go to encourage. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me
your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Then I'll know what to do.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we are playing this episode right here, a replay of
every meditation of my heart, Holy Spirit. Bless this call right now, God. Bring peace, God, where there's no peace, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bring peace in our hearts. peace in our mind, peace in our soul, God. I'm asking you to bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness, God. Where there's pain, God, I'm asking you to release it right now, Holy Spirit. Come before you today, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come and bring forth a fresh anointing, God, this morning, God, that there will be your presence, God, that we will feel you in the consciousness of our I am presence, that we could touch the hem of your garment. And it will raise the frequency and the vibration of this call right now, God. I'm calling forth your presence in the mighty consciousness of love, God, asking you to rain down your blessings, Holy Spirit. Asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, and pour down a blessing that it won't be room enough for us to receive it. God, I'm calling forth your supernatural explosive blessings. God, I'm asking you to wow us on this Wednesday. Watch God wow us on Wednesday today, God. I'm asking you to wow every part of our life, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and show up and show out. God, I'm asking you to come right now, God, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to touch our children today, God. Bless their minds today, God. Remind them that they are mighty in the land, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to take the taste of anything that's in their mouth that is not of the highest good, God. I'm asking you to take away any thoughts, emotions that is causing them not to feel their highest and their best, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, right now, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to release your legion of angels upon us right now, God. Release your legion of angels to go before us today, God, to create a path of ease, elegance, and grace, God. I'm asking you to open up your gates, your doors, your windows, your heaven, God, and pour out a financial substance blessing over our life, God. Oh, that you rain down money substance on us today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking for your blessings right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to do it right now in the consciousness of love. Somebody came this morning for a mind to be blessed, God. Oh, I'm asking you to speak to their hearts this morning, God, and speak to their minds as you bring forth a fresh anointing upon us today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and open up our hearts to receive your blessing, God. Open up our minds to receive your thoughts, God. I'm asking you to let our words be your words, God, as we activate the presence of our consciousness of Christ, God, as we activate and invoke the presence of the consciousness of Christ in us as us right now, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come, God, and open us up to the presence of the truth, God, to let us see ourselves the way you see us, God. I'm asking you to activate the presence of our manifestations powers, God, the power to manifest, God, the power of our gifts, God, to open up and awaken to us our gifts and our talents and our manifestation gifts, God. I'm asking you to do it right now, God, so that we can see the presence of you as us, God, that when we look in the mirror of our eyes, we can see the presence of you as us right now, God, that we can be blessed by seeing the divine presence of the divine being that we are right now, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come and let us see us as we truly are. In the eyes of God, come and let us see and recognize our greatness in this right now moment. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, under the sound of my voice, God. And if there's any special request in their heart that I did not honor in this prayer, God, I lay it before you and ask you to bring it forth, God. If there's anything that is of concern, God, I lay it before your altar and disintegrate whatever is concerning them in the light of love this right now moment, knowing that love is the answer to all things, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to rain down your love right now, God, giving thanks that it is done in the consciousness, the nature of love. And in the name of love, we say, amen. Good morning, God. Good morning. Whew, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. And good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, the clouds, the land, the soil. the trees, the bees, the flowers, and all the animal life and everything in the universe. We honor it and say good morning, universe. Good morning to all the energy. Oh, good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to our most angelic, most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke your presence, good morning, angels. Good morning to the archangels. I love just learning and sitting with the archangels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke your presence, good morning to the ascending masters. As I invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters, and I also want to invite the spirit guides and the master guides this morning. Good morning. Our unseen committee inviting all of the presence that Holy Spirit sent to the planet with us to lead us and guide us. Good morning, good morning. And as we stop each and every day, just to be in remembrance of those who walked the journey before us, and as we pay homage to our known ancestors this morning, and as we speak their names, and as we honor their presence. Good morning, Ms. Deja McAdoo, Annie Mack, Ms. Colette Grant, Mama Colette. And as we honor those unknown ancestors, we give thanks for our known and unknown ancestors, and as we say, as we send love and pay homage to them, thank you, ancestors. We invite and invoke your presence here today, and as we send love into our descendants, to those who are going to come to this planet after us, we give thanks for our descendants today, sending love into those who will walk this journey of love behind us. And may our prayers and may the work that we do today be a blessing to those that come tomorrow. Good morning, Love Journey family. Welcome to another episode. I am Janina and Ingram. Good morning to my kings and queens. Love, love to the gods and goddesses. And peace, peace to my millionaires and billionaires this morning. Peace to the family. Love to each and every one of you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. And I am super excited to talk about fear today. So we got a lot of things to cover. Today is July 19th. It's a Wednesday. And before we get started, I just want to remind you, tomorrow we kick off our series, Conversation Queens, Cold Conversations, Relationship. For 8 whole weeks, I'm super, super excited to bring to the table conversations on relationships. Wow, can you imagine? We're going to be talking about relationships tomorrow. And we got some men who are reading the book. We got a few women reading the book. And we're going to have this great conversation, so I want to put that on your mind. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Bring a friend, bring a family, or bring your spouse or someone that you potentially might want to bring, someone that you'd like to date. But if not, bring your friends and other people that you might, because this is going to be a great conversation, because I believe when we can bring back family, when we can bring back the navigation of family and couples, I just want to say that I believe that will be the stability of our communities. You know, that was the one thing that we used to pride ourselves in is our family. And I believe when we learn how to navigate back with our men and women and have a conversation and be able to laugh and love again, I think the love again will bring back love in our community, especially our African-American community. I love to see black love, black love. It's nothing like it. So that's what's going to be kicking off on the Love Journey tomorrow, the Queen's Cold Conversation. And I'm super excited. We've invited some really phenomenal men, King James King James, King and James James and Michael Taylor, and another guy, Juwan, I think that's his name. And then we got Deborah, Zakia, Janine, and Khadijah. And I asked King if Arlene wanted to, you know, speak about something. She was more than welcome to come in as well. It's just a beautiful thing to see them in action. And I'm always excited about what the science of the mind is going to bring us. And today the science of the mind says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. I am the truth, the way, and the life. You should be free indeed when your days are not without a care, nor your nights without a warning and a grief, but rather when these things girdle your life, yet you rise above them naked and unbound. I love Khalil Gibran. That was a quote by Prophet Khalil Gibran. If you haven't read any of his books, you might want to read them. He's a powerful writer. In the book of The Science of the Mind on page 358 through 359, a quote comes from this book. It says, right here, through our own nature is the gateway and the path to lead to illumination, to realization, to inspiration, to the intuitive perception of everything. The highest faculty in us is intuition. Wow. In the magazine on July 19th, it says, the unconditional love of God, come on family, somebody ought to say amen to this, is flowing through and at us in every. Oh my God, y'all didn't hear nothing I said. Okay, I'm going to start over. I'm saying to you, I had an emergency. My girlfriend's mother just made her transition, and she is having a fit. And so I had to help her through that process. And so I apologize for I had the replay on, and I guess the replay just stopped. And it's just been one of those mornings, and so I apologize. So I'm reading from The Science of the Mind, and I'm going to start all over from reading from The Science of the Mind. Thank you for your patience this morning, and today science of the mind is be accountable. We have not passed that subtle line between childhood and adulthood yet until we have stopped saying it got lost and say I lost it. When I stand in front of a mirror, I realize that I cannot blame the mirror for the image I see. I must realize that I've created that messy hair and get about fixing it. If I was to stand there too long bemoaning the wind that blew through my hair, creating a mess and getting angry with the mirror for its unwillingness to show me a better image, I would not experience a change in that image or the condition of a bad headache. Likewise, when I look at my mirror, I see the mirror of my own thinking. Nothing says that I cannot bemoan the image that I see. Yet to change it, at some point I have to give up the bemoaning victimhood energy and claim it as me. My thoughts, my experience, mine. Upon doing this, I can feel my emotions about that well, understanding that at some point, I have to make a change. And I have to be accountable for my thoughts. And I have to be accountable for my actions up until this moment. And we have to change my thinking to change my experience. You see, this use I have been making of the creative medium of the universe can be switched in a new direction as I take responsibility for my words and my attitude and my actions. See, no one but me is keeping me from my good. I have made agreement with certain ideas about myself, and the mirror of my consciousness is just reflecting them back to me. I choose to be accountable for myself. The power to change the image in the mirror of living lives within me as my word is upon me. I am responsible, family, for all that I am in this right now moment of choices.
Whew. That's something interesting. That's the science of the mind, family. So good morning, good morning, good morning. I apologize for not being able, you all not being able to hear on the love journey this morning. I apologize for the recording stopped. I was on the other line consoling a friend of mine. Her mother passed away this morning, and she passed away in her arms, and I had to get her to calm down so she can figure out the process. So I apologize for all the delays this morning. And I just want to remind you today, just to remind you today, as we move into our conversation today, remind you to keep the ones you love in your heart and remind them that you love them. It seems like every time my phone rings, someone is making this transition these last few days. And so I just want to say to us, if we have someone that's near and dear to our heart and we're not speaking to them, or we're not keeping in contact with them, or we're so busy with our own lives that we don't stop to let the people we know that we love them, tomorrow might not be here for us to tell them that. So today, I want to remind you of that. So many times, we forget to just stop and smell the roses and really love those who are around us, who mean the world to us. And so today I just want to remind you of that, because tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may never come. Because sometimes we feel like we got forever, forever, ever. And so if tomorrow never comes, guess what? You won't regret the idea that I didn't show up for those who really, really, really mean the world to me. So I'm going to read this poem, and then we're going to talk about surrender today. You know, sometimes we forget it's hard to surrender. This poem says, if I knew it would be the last time that I see you fall asleep, I would tuck you in more tightly and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time I hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would videotape each action and word so I could play them back day after day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you would know it, I do. If I knew it would be the last time I'd be there to share your day, where I'm sure you'll have so many more. So I can just let this one slip away. For surely there are always tomorrow to make up for an oversight. And we always get a second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day to say I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say, anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I like to say how much I love you and hope we never forget, because tomorrow is never a promise to anyone, young or old alike. And today we may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss. So hold your loved one close today and whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them and that you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, guess what? You'll never have any regrets about today. Just want to remind you, family. Just want to remind you, family, that tomorrow may not come. And so if it don't, then just remember to love today. All right, so let's get into this surrender thing. Just in case you forget, you're not in control anyway, right? Let's talk about surrender. You know, so many times we come across what we call these locked doors, right? And we go through these different things. If the door is locked, you have the key. Henceforth, I ask not good fortune. I myself am good fortune. Walt Whitman once said that. So oftentimes, it happens. We all live our life in chains, and we never even know we have the key. In the depth of when I finally learned that there was in me an invincible summer. So if you don't realize it, you have the key to every locked door in your life. And sometimes we get so caught up in the door being locked that we forget that we have the key. You have the key. So when we really think about all the things that's going on in our life and things that we feel like, what is going on? Why not surrender? Surrender is the most powerful word, and yet many cringe when the suggestion is made. Well, at least I did. I thought of it as weak and giving up. That's what some of us think that surrender is. Weak. It's giving up. I come to tell you today, surrender is not weak or giving up. You see, at the end of the day, the Most High is in control. And please don't get stuck with how we each see God differently. Because what is God? God is love. And surrendering to this force of love is the only way to release our addictions to securities and sensation and power, and all things are powerful, possible when aligned with our soul, when we align with God, when we align with the Most High, and life becomes a playground to dance, sing, and discover all of our own innocence and mere existence to survive. Let's see, survive, or is it to thrive? Is there really a choice? The answer is yes. It's yours to make. When we choose to surrender, our temptations to earthly addiction cease. It's like magic, no effort necessary. This burning desire to know the truth, to live the truth, and be the truth. Truth is hiding in plain sight. Look into your heart, and oftentimes you must close your eyes in order to see the truth. That was a quote by Cinnamon Lofton. Because once we create the experience of peace, we surrender more consistently with grace. We change our perceptions of world and life. We experience the miracle that is always available to us. We desire to give because we have it to give, but only to those who are willing to receive it. See, love is not an intruder and shines unconditionally with patience. It shines unconditionally with compassion and understanding. And words do not sufficiently describe it. But just knowing is more than enough. Because as we experience more and more of the love, the easier it is to simply just surrender. Surrender to love. Surrender to love. So many times, it feels like there's so much confusion around this topic or surface. It seems like surrender is really giving up, giving in and being lazy. It seems like a passive and weak approach to life. In war, to surrender means to give up and let the enemy win. But from a spiritual point of view, surrender is one of the greatest tools in your toolbox. So let's define surrender before we take another step. surrender means to submit or to yield. So with that in mind, it's vital to understand what we are surrendering to. If you surrender to fear or to anger or to low self-esteem, then you are letting that voice run you. You are giving up and giving into energies that don't serve your greatest good. But in war, to submit to an enemy that is threatening to kill your family is also may not be a bad idea. See, these kinds of surrenders I'm not talking about. I'm talking about something much greater. You see, I'm talking about something much grander, more meaningful than that. And if we all cultivate the kind of surrender, there'd be no enemy, because we would realize we all are brothers and sisters floating through space on the same energetic force. I'm talking about the kind of surrender. I'm talking about a surrender with a capital S. To surrender is to surrender to the presence of the Most High God. It's to surrender to love. See, love is the energy that created our universe. See, God is synonymous with energy. This energy is kind, creative, and knows us far better than we do. The energy of love gave you gifts. The energy of love gave you talents and a purpose. So when you surrender with a capital S, you're not surrendering to a negative force. But when you surrender, you give up the control of your life to an energy that will guide you perfectly. When you surrender to the energy of love, you let go and let yourself be led by it. Faith in this process is the soil in which you will flourish. This is no different than a seed being firmly planted in the right soil and watered. You are the seed, faith is the soil, and love is what grows you. The seed effortlessly grows into the fullest expression, not by force, but with ease, elegance, and grace. Now, if you're having a hard time believing that a kind, wise, loving, and compassionate Most High energy created the universe, and on this line, we recognize it as God, then I'm going to ask you to experiment. In just these next few days, try to let go and let love guide you. I'm not talking about romantic love or any conditional love that you've been produced, not emotional process, not a love. I'm talking about love with a capital L, baby, that creative energy that made us all. I'm talking about surrender with a capital S to love and give in to it and let love guide you today. Let your heart show you the way. And when you do this, all the illusions of your life that do not resonate with love will burst. It may seem like your world is turning upside down. Totally normal. It's kind of like waking up from the matrix. You're going to see things all kinds of differently. But just stick with it. If you have problems, worries, or desires, just hand them over to love. Lay them down at the feet of love and stop trying to solve your problems with your mind. Give God and love room to step in and help lead you and guide you. And when you do this, you will be led to some of the most strangest but most beautiful of places. Yeah, some people will leave your life. New ones will come. You may be fired or feel called to quit your job. You may realize you are not in a loving relationship. Whatever it may be, whatever you feel love is guiding you to do, jump in. Faith in yourself and love pays massive dividends. Let me say that again. Faith in yourself and faith in love, trust in love, trusting in yourself pays massive dividends. You see, we are energetic beings, and love is the highest energy in the universe. Some people say that love doesn't pay the bills, but I call that, you know, that BS word. When you do what you love, you're going to go through a phase of trials, but at the end of the process, if you stick with it, if you will be so rewarded, not only with a greater sense of purpose and accomplishment, but with financial rewards. See, love protects anyone who pursues love and welcomes love in his or her place or life. People change, the economy changes, and life can be confusing, but love never changes. Surrender to love and see what happens. You never know how your life can change when you just simply surrender. Surrender. But when we surrender, we're surrendering to a higher power. When you surrender your will to that of the higher power, you begin to walk the path of your purpose. And when you get on the path of your purpose, you begin to feel energized and full of passion. And it is from this place, a place of surrender, a place of connection and guidance, that when we choose to achieve and grow, we get into a sweet spot. Achieve simply for success. Fame, significance, or to be number one is a game that ends in pure emptiness. But to be led, to be guided, and to know that you, yes, you have a unique and special gift bestowed upon you by your Creator, that only you in this life can give that gift to us. That is the sweetest of joys. You see, nobody can give us the gift that you can give us. See, because nobody can do it the way that you can do it, and quite the way you can do it. And when you feel connected to yourself and something greater at the same time, you no longer have to achieve or do more. Instead, you are pulled by a more powerful hand than anything that you can do on your own. Remember, when you surrender and follow, a door will be made for you that is yours and yours alone. Come on, God. When you trust and take a leap of faith on your higher wisdom, a way will be made for no out of no way. And in this way, we no longer need to achieve, but rather to be humble and surrender of our own heart, which is so connected to the wisdom of our higher power. And when you are living the will of God, when you are living in the will of your highest and most precious space, there's no greater achievement in this life. Let us give up the need to strive for the sake of striving. Let us let go of the need to be perfect. Let us embrace our flaws instead of doing more. Let us surrender more and allow ourselves to be the vessel of a divine purpose. For that is what we are, mere vessels. When you surrender, you relax and feel calm. You know that in each moment you are guided, protected, and being shown exactly what you need to be shown in this right now moment. It took me a minute to really surrender to the process because I thought I had to control and make everything happen. I think the greatest gift that ever happened in my life, one of the greatest gifts, I say, is being laid off from work. You see, when I got laid off, I didn't know my lesson was going to be in surrendering. Surrendering in the idea that God was in control. And that I really could have relaxed, but I didn't. Because I thought, if I didn't have my hands in it, how am I going to make it happen? If I didn't get up and go to a job every day, how was I going to make it happen? And I'm so grateful that we have a compassionate God. You see, he didn't take me from laying me off to and jumping me right off the cliff. He gave me from being laid off to unemployment, my first time on unemployment. And I was making close to $3,000 a month on unemployment. And I'm like, oh, okay. Then they took me down to half of that. I think because the children had turned 18 or something. I don't remember. And then it was like $800 a month. And then down to zero. When I look back on it, God loved me so much that God incrementally took me down to zero because I wasn't supposed to get unemployment. And people said they ain't never seen nobody get that much on unemployment. I was like, really? But I really see how God took me from one space to another space softly and gently to teach me surrender. You see, I had a hard time even getting to the point of when I did get the unemployment, $2,700 a month, I couldn't get no understanding, but okay, we can make it. I'm figuring I at least can pay some of these bills. You know, that's what I was thinking. And then but at least I could at least pay the car note when it went down to $1,800. I could pay the mortgage. Okay. Then it got to $800. I'm like, now, God, I don't know what we're going to do here. And when I look back over it, I never missed a beat. I don't know. But I know this. I never missed a beat. And even though I was devastated when I was laid off from my job, even though I knew it was coming, I was still kind of devastated because I got up every morning saying, God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody pressing me now. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. And guess what? When it was time for me to prove that, I didn't trust that it could really happen if I didn't get up and go to a job. And so my lesson in these 7 years, because I got laid off in 2010, these lessons the lesson in the 7 years is this, is that God really is our source. You see, even though I was saying it, I still trusted in the fact that I got a check every 2 weeks. And it wasn't an easy process to transition into not believing that I didn't have to work hard to create money. And it took just to this last few months, year, maybe a year, to really understand what God was telling me. Because for some reason, when I got laid off, the scripture, I'll give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't toil, a vineyard you didn't plant, kept coming into my mind. I'm like, Lord, I don't understand how I'm going to get a house I ain't worked for. I don't understand how you're going to give me a vineyard that I didn't plant. I can't get no understanding, God. And even though your world says it, it was hard for me to trust in the idea that that could really happen for me. Because I was told, you got to work hard. You got to grow up and get you a good job and work hard. And I didn't understand how to release the idea of working hard. Really. And it's interesting because I got the steam cleaner and I was steam cleaning the floor and the phone rang and talking on the phone, and before I know it, I start pushing that steam cleaner hard, and I realized I was pushing it hard. Why am I pushing this steam cleaner hard? And then I just remember all I got to do is push the button and just slide over the dirt with the steam cleaner, push the button and steam it up. Why am I being like a mop and doing hard work? And then I just, all of a sudden, I had this aha moment. I start asking God, why do we believe everything have to be hard? Why do we believe in struggle? Why do we believe in struggle? And all of a sudden, I realized that we've been conditioned. Well, I'm not going to say we. Janine had been conditioned to believe in struggle and hard work. And at that moment, I surrendered. I said, God, teach me how to surrender. Because your word does say to me, why do I worry about tomorrow? Why am I worrying about anything? Just like you love the birds and the lily of the fields and take no notice of what they're going to eat or any of that, then why am I concerned, God? How can I fully let go in this right now moment and surrender? Learn how to really live the scripture where it says in Matthew 6:33 to master oneself. And in that scripture it says, he doesn't use the word master self, but that's my take from it, because it says, seek ye the kingdom of God. And what that means to me is to master the kingdom of God. Who is the kingdom of God? And where does the kingdom of God exist? Right here within me. I am the kingdom of God. And so that's the seeking that I must do. That is the mastering that I must do. And God, I said, well, what does all this righteousness mean, God? And God said, when you seek the kingdom of God, is you and all of your righteousness is your gifts and your talents that I placed inside of you. And when I mastered the gifts that I've been given and surrender to the process, I said, I will draw He didn't say you had to work. I will draw all things unto you. So my job is to seek the kingdom of me. What is it that the kingdom of God wanted Janine to express on this planet? That's my job, to figure and to work on the presence of me as God on this planet. What is it that God wants from Janine in the purpose that Janine came to the planet for? That's my only job. And when I work on that, so I ask God, well, what is faith without works? You know, that people say faith without work is dead. Baby, I tell you, when you start, I'm so grateful. See, I grew up in a sanctified church. And sanctified church told me growing up that we couldn't question God. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't question God, you don't get answers. And I know some of you are still operating in a lot of those premises, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you got a question, ask. I say, God, what is faith without works? Because I understand faith without works, meaning I can't just sit here and have faith and not do some kind of work to make it happen. And whew, what God told me, I'm about to, I know I told you this before, but it was just a powerful download. See, when you surrender to the presence, God said, faith without works is dead. But faith without unbelief, that's the work. The work is to clean up the unbelief. And so I began to open up my Bible and I began to read that scripture where it says faith without works. And I said, God, teach me right here what this means. What does faith without works mean? And God said, faith, and the word unbelief came up. We got to clean up our unbelief. So faith without belief is dead. And I said, God, you can really have faith without belief? Because I thought it was one and the same. No, you can have faith and no belief. And it's dead. And I know it's to be true. I had enough faith to do what God told me to do, to do this prayer line right here. But in order for me to take my life to the next level, I had to learn how to truly believe. See, I was getting up every day with just enough faith to get this line started, just enough faith to do what I do. But it was over time that I began to get my belief in order, the belief that I was one qualified. See, the belief that I was the one that God had called, I was the one that was the one. You see, as we move through this life, so many of us are walking around with so much unbelief in ourselves, unbelief in those around us, unbelief in the presence of God, that it can be truly done. We talk a good talk, but we don't walk the good walk. And God told me, see, you got to be careful what you ask for. I said, God, let my talk be my walk, God. I don't want to be on this love journey prayer line each and every day talking good talk and not walking the walk. And so many of us talk the good talk, but we don't walk the good walk. I tell you, when you pray a good prayer, you got to be careful what you ask for. I never thought that asking God to let my walk match my talk was that I was going to have to go through some stuff in order to have true faith and true belief. I didn't know I was going to have to be laid off to match my walk. I didn't know how I was going to feed the kids, didn't know how I was going to pay the bills, didn't know how nothing was going to happen, but truly I didn't miss a beat. I tell you, it took me learning how to have belief in myself. And when that day happened, when I read the scripture, faith without works, they talk about Abraham when you go down far. And they talk about Abraham's belief. See, I never knew faith without work was faith without belief. I didn't understand that till God downloaded that into my spirit. I said, God, what is the work? God said the work is to clean up our unbelief, family. And can you imagine? Faith with belief is powerful. Because, see, I'd had just enough faith to do what I needed to do to get these things done, but faith And belief is knowing without a shadow of a doubt. Knowing that you know that you know without the evidence of even seeing it. Trusting in the fact that even though you don't know how, you're not worried. Your body not in a tense state because you know without a shadow of a doubt that my God got me. You see, so many times we go to our God about our problems when we need to be going to our problems to tell our problems just how big our God is and truly stand on it. But that day, my life changed. You see, my life changed to the point where I truly surrendered to the process. You see, I really understood what it meant to surrender. Surrender don't mean that I take it back out of God's hand and still try to fix it. Surrender means truly get still and know that God got me and then to be led by the presence of God. That don't mean sometimes, you know, we think we want to use surrender by doing meaning to do nothing. That doesn't mean to do nothing. It means to get still and hear the presence of God. You see, it means to get still and be guided by the presence of God. And then when you get inspired action, meaning action that is God telling you to do, then you take massive action to do what you've been told to do. And there's a difference. So many times we want to take surrender and say, oh, well, let God, you know, and use it as an excuse to do nothing. But no. You never walk alone. And it's important that we leave space for greater guidance to come into our life. See, I've learned that even when I write my budget, I leave a space for God in my budget line. Yes. Whatever money's got coming in on my financial statement, I got room for God to do what God want to do, however God want to do it. Because I already know that whatever I do that I can do, I'm going to do it. And the rest is on God. So all my money that I got coming in for me, I got my spaces for it. But I also leave a space to allow the presence to come in and bring forth and download and send unexpected money to me as well. Because I know I'm never alone. See, I know that I will never be left or forsaken, but see, I also know that only God can only do for me what God can do through me because God works through us. And I want you to understand this is a powerful concept to really get to the place where you really understand that God is working through you. And if you look at any spiritual process, there's steps to that spirit, that process. You see, first I had to be released from my job, which caused me to go through a transformational process. And then realizing that no matter how many times I wanted to go, no matter how I tried to find a job, nothing, every door was being closed because God wanted me to surrender. See, first I had to go through the process of transformation, being released, and I would not have left that job on my own because guess what? I loved my job, but I had to have that experience in order to transform my process. I had to surrender to a higher power. I had to surrender to my own desires. I had to surrender my own self-care. I had to surrender my own self-worth. I had to really check in with what was my heart's desire. Thing I had to admit was that I wasn't powerless, but that I was powerful in the presence of God and that I wasn't doing this thing alone. And even though I was saying it, I really wasn't operating. Even though I was saying, oh, God is my source, but guess what? I still believed in the power of my paycheck. Come on, God. I did. I had to believe, I was believing in the power of my paycheck. So when I do get it back together right now, I believe in the power of God no matter where those paychecks come from. Because no matter where those paychecks come from, I know it's still God. Even if it's a job, I know it's God. Even if it's unexpected, I know it's God. Even no matter how it shows up, it's still God as the source and everything is the channel that God used to be my to channel money to me. And even though I understood it mentally, I had to experience the transformation in order to really surrender to the presence of God in me. And when I had to go through my forgiveness process, I had to accept that what has happened to me was part of the process to helping me to be who I was. So I had to surrender. And surrender can be a very powerful tool in our transformational kit. And I want to remind you, surrender is not failure. We get caught up in what other people think. Surrender is not failure. And surrender don't even mean that you did something wrong. Surrender does not mean you are weak. And surrender does not mean you have given up. Surrender means that you want to break through to a higher level in your life. Surrender has come. You have come to admit that at some level, that in some way you are currently operating in a way that is not serving you. And in order to go to that next level, we have to surrender. So when we think about the areas that we are stuck, are you stuck financially? Are you stuck physically? Are you stuck romantically? Are you stuck in your business? Maybe you're stuck in your body. There's so many ways we can be stuck and not moving forward. The thing that you have to consider is that in every area where you're stuck, your best thinking got you there. Come on now. Your best thinking got you there. And consider that for a moment, that your best thinking got you there. What that means is that at a new level of thinking has to come. Albert Einstein said, we cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. So that means we have to be open and surrender to certain levels of thinking or belief system in order for us to arise in certain direction. That's why many times we tend to meet transformation on our knees. So many times we get, you know, y'all remember that song when, y'all remember this song when I was growing up? Y'all might be a little too young. It was by Lattimore, and he had to go down to the church, and he got down on his knees, and he cried, Lord, have mercy on your child. Lord, have mercy. I'm in misery. Y'all remember that song? That's what happens sometimes when we in the middle of transformation. We meet transformation on our knees. Many times we find the daily love. You know, they don't find this all the time, but we got to remember that in that transformation, on that downturn when something's gone wrong in a relationship, something's gone wrong in our life, and we're looking for transformation or inspiration to change our life. But in order to do that, we have to get very clear on the beliefs and habits that we have that are really holding us back. So I want you to think about this for a second. When you think about the areas in your life where you're stuck, in fact, just think about the one area in your life where you're stuck right now. Think about that one area where you want to have a breakthrough. What has been your belief system and thought process in that area up until now? Maybe it's been, I'm not good enough. Come on now. Maybe it's been, I'm not creative. Maybe it's been that something is wrong with me. Maybe you're thinking my best days are behind me. Whatever it might be, really think about the thought process that really seems to keep you stuck. And that your prayer this week can be, dear God, dear source, dear higher power, I surrender this thinking to you right now, God. Yes, God, I know that this thinking has stopped me, God, but show me how to transform, elevate my thinking. Show me how to surrender this thinking that has held me back. Show me a new way of thinking, a new way of being, God. Come, Holy Spirit. And when you begin to release your thinking, I tell you, God is amazing. And let me tell you why God is amazing. God is so amazing. This brings tears to my eyes because God is so loving that God would let you stay stuck if you want to stay stuck until you ready to say, God, I can't do this no more, until you ready to let it go. God just lets you do it how you want to do it. And when you say, God, I'm ready, God, I'm ready, God just opens up the being and presence in your heart. And you could just feel the warmth move through your body, and God begins to move through. And oh my God. Because you know, when you ask to be guided, when you ask for signs of life, God, the divine being, will show up for you, and God will give you signs specifically just for you so you can understand and know what they are. Because God has given us our own love language. my eyes burning from the tears just in the knowledge of knowing that God loved us so much. God loved you so much that God gave you your own love language. See, that's why we can't argue about God, because how God speaks to you may not be how God speaks to me. God may choose to speak to me differently because God knows the love language of Janine. God knows the love language of each and every one of you. God so loved you so much that God chose to speak to you in your own personal love language. So when God gives you the answer just specifically for you so you can understand, no, and know what they are. And there's a very specific curriculum for you. And that process really is for us to surrender to the curriculum that God has given us for our own special journey. See, this journey of love. See, this love journey, this journey that you choose to be on right now is a love journey. It's a love journey. So if you're coming up a lot against a lot of resistance, life is really trying to show you something. Life is trying to show you that there's another way, another option that you have not considered until now. So notice, when you change your thinking, you think you are going to die. You are not going to die. Everything is going to be all right. You see, I remember laying in that bed saying, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know, God. And I remember when Diamond was in the hospital, and they told me Diamond wasn't going to live. And I remember praying, asking God to keep my daughter, and I was holding on so tight. And I remember finally after being in the hospital day in and day and night, and Bridget said, go home, I'm going to stay here tonight. And I didn't want to. He said, no, you're going home tonight, and you're going to go get you some sleep and take a shower. I remember crying on the way home, and I remember saying, God. And all of a sudden, I was crying, and I was praying, and I was crying, and I was praying. I couldn't hardly see. And I remember saying to God, oh, maybe I'm praying the wrong prayer. And I just finally surrendered and said to God, you can have everything, God. You can have every house, every car, all my money in my bank account, whatever you, because I was going through a financial change at that time. And I said, take it all. I was losing everything. But I said to God, I don't know how I'm going to live without Diamond. So if Diamond is what you want to take back, then right now I surrender my heart to you and then say, God, then teach me how to live without her. Give me the courage to live each day without her. And if you can give me the courage to live each day without my daughter, my firstborn daughter, I tell you this much, God, I will still live and live my life in the glory of you, if you could give me the courage to do it, because I ain't going to be able to do this by myself, God. I ain't going to be able to live without her by myself in my human understanding. So you're going to have to give me the courage, because I'm not going to be able to do this. So God, just show me how I can do this without her on this planet. And if you, your will is to take her back, then let your will be done. And I never forget driving home, Donnie Hathaway's song, Giving Up Is Hard to Do. And I remember just saying, God, just give me the courage. I remember crying myself to sleep that night. And I woke up, got dressed, and I came to the hospital. And when I met the doctors, Donnie was walking down the hallway with the doctors. They said, it's been a miracle. And when I left the hospital, I had been sitting there 30 days in the dark with a morphine. She had that morphine stick thing. And I remember it was so dark and she was in so much pain. After praying that prayer, giving up, I come back the next day. She walking around like and smiling. It was so much light. It was like a daybreak. And I knew God had answered my prayer. He loved me so much that God said, you don't have to live without her. I'm giving them back to you. And I was so grateful. And I'm still grateful to this day. So I'm saying to you, my message today is simply surrender to love. That don't mean you weak. That don't mean it's failure. But surrender to the presence of God. to lead you and to guide you. And if you're stuck in any area of your life, I want you to take the time today to ask God to remove the thinking that got you to that place. Your thinking got you to where you are right now. And if you want to be elevated in your life, if you want to go to the next level, you see, you got to remove the belief system that got you to where you are today. That's my message. And I just want you to know that through God, all things are possible. But it's through us that God works. And so we got to get rid of all the stuff that causes us to be in places that we're stuck in. And it's time to grow. It's time to expand. And it's time for our territory to be enlarged. So if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, you can star 6 or press 1 on the Blog Talk Radio. And let's conversate about anything that you may have a question or comment on. Thank you for being patient with me this morning too, family. I really appreciate it. You're patient. Press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 on if you want the conference line. All right. Whew. Thank you, family. I just want to remind you. Okay, I see you. I see you. I'm about to come over there now, Linda. Give me 1 second. Let me get to the Blog Talk because it blinked off as soon as I was getting ready to come over there to you. I just want to remind you today. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Lady Love. Oh, my God. You touched my heart so much today. Oh, my God. I just, whew. Thank you so much for this message. Thank you for just opening yourself and being a vessel this morning, Lady Love. You just spoke to me through God, and your words were so powerful, and you sharing your story this morning. It was absolutely incredible, incredible. I felt you when you first got on. I could feel that you were distracted. You were trying to get yourself together, and I was holding the vision and praying with you. and I could just feel the transition. The Holy Spirit just took over, and you blessed me so today with your words and your story. Thank you for being a vessel this morning, Lady Love. I honor you. I bless you. Thank you for the work you're doing. And your story, this powerful day. Thank you.
Just want you to know how much you blessed me today.
Thank
you so much. I really appreciate all your patience and everybody's patience. My girlfriend's mother passed away, and she was just so distraught. And I was trying to, I got to get ready for the love journey. And she didn't want to let go. And so I said, okay, but let me get it started, and let me just play something. It was a very interesting morning.
I felt you. I was holding the vision. I was right there with you. And you came through with flying colors. I mean, you know, you just allowed yourself to get present, get still, and you spoke to my heart this morning. I don't know if you got all those text messages I was sending you, but I was preach, teach, come on. I felt you. I felt you. I just want to acknowledge you this morning and just thank you for showing up.
Thank you. And let's talk about what's happening today. Trust.
Yes. Today is the first session of a series of 7, my webinar, Trust, allowing us to get into place, just what you've been talking about, trusting God and allowing ourselves to be present in every experience, to go through it, even if it don't look like we think it should look, just trusting in God and being faithful and steady and on purpose, unwavering faith. Join me today if you can, if you're willing. You can go to Journey to Greatness on Facebook and sign up and allow yourself to purchase the book, Trust by Yanla Van Zandt. We're going to talk about the 4 essential trusts, trusting yourself, trusting God, trusting life, and trusting in others. So today at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Lady Love.
All right. All right, don't forget to sign up. Don't delay. Do it today. Get to that the Journey of Greatness love page, and make sure you sign up and like the page and sign up. Let's support Linda. Yes. All right. Thank you, Linda. I really appreciate you. All right. Well, we're going to get ready and day and move on, and I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And as I remind you today that our life is precious, so don't waste your time. I'm gonna play that before the song. T.D. Jakes saying to us, don't waste our time. And so as we move on today, I want to remind you that your life truly is a gift, and what you do with it is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember to not just dream, but take action and surrender to the dream and live your God-sized dream. This is T.D. Jakes. Have a great day.
What are you going to do with the time you have left? What are you going to do with the time you have left? I say that if you don't reposition yourself, you could miss the best time in your life. If you don't know what time it is, time will get away from you, and you won't know where it went. The worst thing in life is not money getting away from you. It's not people getting away from you. It's time. Where did it go? I am my parents' age. My mother was sitting up talking with her sisters several years ago, and they were sitting up and they were drinking some coffee. And they said, girl, where are all the old people? Said, where's Miss Susie and Miss Helen and Miss Reggie May and all the old people? And I was sitting over there thinking, y'all are the old people now. And before I could get through thinking it, they were gone. My hair was white. And my afro was gone. What are you going to do with the time you have left?
Showing my feet for grace, for favor. Getting better.